This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply. Elkton Community Education Center is where Marjorie Heyman is Executive Director. Marjorie, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you've got a big event coming up starting tomorrow for Mother's Day weekend. Tell us about it.
We sure do. So we've got a great native plant nursery here, and we provide job training for high school students in the nursery. And then on Mother's Day weekend, we have a big sale to welcome folks in. So the sale over Mother's Day includes over 100 hanging baskets. We've got flowering perennials, butterfly-friendly plants, and lots of veggie starts.
And it's a three-day event, and I understand it might be the biggest one you've ever had.
It is. You know, there is a fantastic nursery in our area, Pass Creek Nursery. I'm sure a lot of your folks know that. And they have decided to take this year off to do some infrastructure work. So we really geared up knowing that some of their folks would be looking for plants, and we're ready for them.
Wow. Now, talk about you mentioned the young people being involved in a program. Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. So every year we provide job training for Elkton High School students. During the summer, they give tours and raise veggies and run a cafe. And then during the school year, they work in our nursery. So it's an opportunity for them to learn how to propagate plants and maintain them. And, you know, as you know, there's a lot of agriculture in our area. So having those skills is really helpful and can transfer to other jobs in the future.
Now, is the plant component been part of the ECEC for a long time?
It has. One of the things that we're really well known for is we've got a great butterfly pavilion here. So we like to teach people about pollinators and the importance of pollinators for agriculture and for home gardens. And so along with that, we've got a nursery that really focuses on pollinator-friendly plants and plants that are native to the area. We've also got a big garden here. So in the summer, we have a produce stand. So again, this time of year, we're developing veggie starts for our own garden. And then we do a bunch of extra starts and sell those to home gardeners.
For being a very small area, it seems like a lot of people are involved in the Elkton Community Education Center.
You know, Elkton, the town, has a population of 200, and here at ECEC, we have over 100 volunteers a year. So yes, there are a lot of people involved.
And I was just by there a few weeks ago, and I was up getting wine in Elkton and looking around, and you know, it's always neat to see the facility. When did the ECEC begin?
1999.
Wow. So obviously a lot's been going on. How long have you been involved?
This will be my eighth year, and I love it here.
Now, were you new to Elkton at that point or just getting involved with this organization?
You know, I was new to Elkton. I was living in Cottage Grove and took a drive out to the coast. And like a lot of people, I saw the signs and I was curious and I stopped in, and one thing led to another. They were looking for a new director, and that fit my background as a nonprofit manager, and the rest is history.
Wow. Pretty cool. Now, what's it been like for the past year with everything we've been dealing with? How's it impacted ECEC?
You know, the community has been incredibly supportive, and I would say that our team's done a really nice job of adapting. We have added a lot of features here to make sure that everyone's safe. We do extra sanitizing, keep social distance, folks are masked. So, you know, our events and activities really changed and got smaller, understandably. But one of the great things is that we've got 30 acres of land here, and we're right on the Umpqua River. We've got walking trails. We've got a replica of a historic trading fort. So there's actually a lot of things people can do here while social distancing. So I think we were a great resource for the community so people could get out and do something interesting and also stay safe.
And for the sale on, starting tomorrow, going through Sunday, talk about the online component.
Absolutely. So this also came out of COVID last year. We realized that a lot of folks were gardening, but people understandably were feeling very cautious about shopping. And I think that's still true now, especially with Douglas County just getting back up into the high-risk area. So what we've done is we've created an online store that has a lot of our plants in it. So people can actually shop from home, place an order, pay for it online, and then we process that order, and we've got an online pickup area so people can come by really at any time and do completely contactless pickup. They've already paid. They don't have to talk with anyone. Their plants are ready, and they can take them home and garden.
Now, people have gotten used to that for, you know, a big box retailer or something like that, but for, you know, a small facility like yours, that's pretty incredible.
we are a scrappy little grassroots organization, and people are ready to do what it takes to serve the community. I am very proud of our team.
Well, again, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and run through the types of plants you've got available.
Absolutely. We have over 100 hanging baskets, so those are full flower, great gifts for mom. We've got a lot of flowering annuals and perennials, so things that will bring immediate color into the garden, and some others that will, you know, flower year after year. We've got a lot of native shrubs, which are great because they don't require as much water once they're established, so great for home landscapes. And then so many veggie starts. We've got many, many, many tomatoes and peppers, including the hot peppers. There's some okra and cucumbers and squash, winter squash and summer, lots of herbs as well. So some beautiful basil and chives and dill and just, you know, I could go on and on, but it's a nice selection.
And if people want to find out more about the Elkton Community Education Center, direct them to your website.
Absolutely. It's ElktonButterflies.com. And there's also a link on our homepage to go to the online store.
All right, Marjorie Heyman, Executive Director of the ECEC. Marjorie, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks so much, Kyle.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.